Hello, and thank you for joining us for Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Isaiah chapter 65, and we're reading verses 17 to 19.
Behold, I will create new heavens and a new earth. The former things will not be remembered, nor will they come to mind. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I will create, for I will create Jerusalem to be a delight, and its people a joy. I will rejoice over Jerusalem and take delight in my people. The sound of weeping and of crying will be heard in it no more.
Our focus is on verse 17. Behold, I will create new heavens and a new earth. Climate change has become one of the main concerns for people all over the world. Some will deny it, some will exaggerate it, whilst others are suffering the consequences of it. The Bible is clear that the world is groaning, subject to decay, and waiting to be renewed. Have a look at Romans chapter 8. This world will not last forever, and as far back as Isaiah, God promised to create a whole new cosmos, heavens and earth. It's a promise that gives us hope. It's a promise that gives us a future. It's a promise that makes us live responsibly now, in readiness for reigning with Christ on this earth when he returns, then to live as part of what will be a new creation. This present world is not our home, but it is our responsibility to live in a way that honours the Lord, who, one day, will make everything new. A prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you that your promise will be fulfilled. As we wait for the new heavens and earth, help us to live with respect for this present creation and give help to those who are suffering as a result of pollution and abuse of the earth's resources. In your name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.